Matthew 9 says that some men brought to Jesus a paralytic who was lying on a mat. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." And knowing their thoughts, Jesus says, "Why do you enter evil thoughts in your heart? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that they may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take up your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. And when the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to men. The man who was brought before Jesus could have very easily looked at his life and seen himself as the cripple he was. In the Bible, they refer to him as a child, or Jesus refers to him as son. Yeah, so I have the impression that he's probably somewhere in the ages of 12 to 14, a young man. And instead of looking at everything he didn't have, he looked at what he did have. He had good friends. He had people who cared about him. And under the circumstances, that's an incredible thing, because you have to realize anyone who is sick, anyone who is less than whole physically, is deemed to be someone who has sinned, and therefore this is the result of their sins. So illness was considered a punishment for their sins. So in spite of this stigma that he had, he still had these wonderful friends. And they came and they brought him to Jesus. And Jesus made those words, "Your sins are forgiven." First and foremost, your sins are forgiven. And only then, after he had said that, did he turn to him and say, "Now pick up your mat and walk." And by faith, he stood up, he picked up his mat, and he went home. Now, when I look at this story, I see three things that are very important for us to realize. First and foremost is that we have to look at what we have and not what we don't have. Secondly, I realize that it's imperative that we do not stop at the first time we face an obstacle. How many times do we go and we start and find an obstacle and we just say, "Well, forget this," and we go home? And thirdly, is that we live by faith and not by sight. This young man looked at what he had and he said to them, or somebody said to him, "We're going to take you and we're going to take you to Jesus. We've heard about this man who can heal people. We need to do the same thing." Where we have spiritual weakness, where we have emotional weakness, where we have physical weakness, we need to come to the realization and surround ourselves with people who will lead us to Jesus Christ. And there in his midst we'll receive his words. And it'll be the words we need. It'll be the words we seek. It'll be the words that are right for us. One of the things this ministry has that I'm so proud of is our longevity and our history. One thing that I've inherited from my father is endurance. Tell me about it. Look at the endurance that guy has. He's been doing it now since 1955. How many years is that? 53 years. Here in this place alone. Before that, he did it for several years in Illinois. Endurance. I started in 1976. We just keep on keeping on. How many of us suffer from negative thoughts? Thoughts of greed or revenge? Thoughts of hatred or lust? Negative thoughts of, I can't do this and I can't do that. So today I want to invite you to stand where you are if you want to receive healing today. And in fact, before I do this, let me say, if you're watching at home on the television, I invite you to stand right now. I want to pray. Because I believe that God is alive and real and is a God who wants to heal you. And so, oh God, we pray for every single person standing here today who are standing because they need healing emotionally, physically, spiritually today. So begin by opening our eyes, oh Lord, that we might see. That we might see that through you all things are possible because the angels declared it from the very beginning. All things are possible with God, they said. So we are in your presence. We are praying for healing of body. Take away the fear and fill the hole in our hearts with your Holy Spirit. And so we thank you, Lord, for your healing power that's taking place right now. Amen.